Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 12th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled, Police Officer Clarifies the Truth to Passengers on Buses Every Day, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China.
China Fahui, Police Officer Clarifies the Truth to Passengers on Buses Every Day, by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. I'm a policeman. I've been incarcerated in detention centers and tortured in forced labor camps in the past years because of the persecution of Falun Gong. In 2004, my wife couldn't stand the pressure of the persecution and moved away with our child. To visit them, I have to travel 2 hours each way on a bus. On the bus, I began to talk to people about Falun Gong and the persecution. 5 years later, I was transferred to a different location and have to commute every day. I'm able to talk to people going back and forth from work. Every time I get on the bus, I send righteous thoughts before I talk to people. To make them more comfortable and accept my point of view, I initiate a casual conversation and then steer the topic toward the persecution. Being flexible when clarifying the truth. People in different occupations are interested in different things. Here are some examples of how I got people from different walks of life to listen to the facts of the persecution and quit the Chinese Communist Party, the CCP, and its affiliates. The town CCP secretary. One morning, I asked a man whether he was the town secretary. "I have seen you, but we haven't spoken. Have you heard about an officer in the police department who practiced Falun Gong?" "That's me," I said. He looked at me and said nothing. I told him that Falun Gong wasn't like what they said on television. I told him how, over the past years, I have been detained, tortured, and fired from work several times, but I never have given up this great practice. I then talked about the lies the CCP made up about the persecution and how he should quit the CCP. He did, gladly. A teacher. Then I asked a middle school physics teacher how long he had been a teacher, and he said over 20 years. When I asked him why the earth revolves around the sun, he told me it was because of gravity. I reminded him that it was a mystery how flying saucers could come and go in such a short time, and that a book called John Falun had a clear answer for it. Then I switched the topic to the practitioners who follow the principles in this book. I told him that they were being persecuted and that many have died or had their organs harvested. He also decided to quit the CCP. Blue-collar workers and farmers. It's easy to talk to blue-collar workers about corruption. Many companies have gone under because of corrupt officials, resulting in many disgruntled workers who lost their jobs. They tended to agree with me when I described the corruption and connected it to the persecution of Falun Gong. This same approach works with farmers. I ask them about their crops and the weather and sympathize with them on how hard it is to make just a little profit. I then say how some officials got rich and lived comfortably by embezzling our tax money. So-and-so even uses our taxes to persecute good citizens like the Falun Gong practitioners. I then clarify the truth to them. The farmers usually quit the CCP gladly. We can start an interesting conversation and move on from many angles, as long as we speak clearly and give good reasons for people to quit the CCP. Improving by clarifying the truth. I constantly come across people who ignore me, walk away from me, say hurtful things, or threaten me. These are times when I need to improve my character. For a while, people always asked what I did for a living. One time, I was afraid of saying that I was a policeman and just told the person that I worked in the Department of Transportation. When someone finally asked me what I did specifically, I didn't feel like lying anymore and said what I did. After that, I was able to tell people frankly that I was an officer. I got rid of my fear, and things got easier from then on. I once asked a person whether he had joined any CCP affiliates. He got furious and shouted, "Shut up and get lost." I got quite scared, but later I thought that this was a great opportunity to eliminate my notions. I turned around and started to speak to someone else, as the person who had yelled at me stared at me. I stayed calm and eventually got the other person to quit the CCP. One man I met on the bus stood up and yelled at me to stop talking. Without raising my voice, I said, "Why are you shouting at me? Do you even know me? I am telling you great things, and you choose not to listen. We'll meet again, and I will still talk to you." The man was as quiet as a mouse. I realized that when we are clarifying the truth, we shouldn't be too soft or timid. After I reprimanded that man, this type of situation never happened again. Human notions are powerful roadblocks when it comes to clarifying the truth. Before, I didn't feel like clarifying the truth when I was in uniform. Once, I took a taxi, and the driver and I had such a great conversation that I clarified the truth to him, even wearing my uniform. He agreed with me and quit the CCP. From then on, my uniform did not pose a problem anymore. For a while, I did not feel like talking to anyone who appeared stubborn or frightening, so I made it a point to talk to a stubborn-looking man. He quit the CCP after just a few words, steering the conversation to Falun Gong and the persecution. Over the years, I've learned to bring up the topic of Falun Gong from different angles. Below are a few examples. Cutting to the chase. When I first started truth clarification work, I always went straight to the point by saying, "You must have joined the Young Pioneers when you were at school." The answer was almost always yes, and I'd ask if the person had heard of quitting the CCP, which led to further truth clarification. Kindness rewarded and evil punished. A passenger mentioned that the farmers put excessive fertilizer on the crops to make them grow faster. I continued the conversation without being too direct, which could end badly, such as, "Jiang's extreme measures in the persecution of Falun Gong have led to hundreds of thousands of lawsuits against him." Cell phones and bills. When I see a passenger using his cell phone, I ask him if he's ever gotten calls from Falun Gong practitioners telling him about the persecution or gotten text messages about quitting the CCP. Sometimes I get paper currency with Falun Gong messages written on it. I'll show it to people around me and say, "Look, here's a message from Falun Gong practitioners," and go on from there. Everything can be used to clarify the truth. If I meet a person who paints, I'll ask him if he knows any good paintings and take the topic to the great paintings in the Truthfulness, Compassion, Tolerance art exhibition. I'll talk about the stories in the paintings. Some passengers wear prayer bead bracelets. I praise the bracelets and say that wearing the beads brings good luck. I then tell them that quitting the CCP also brings good luck and ask if they've heard about it. A passenger woke up from his nap and I asked him how he felt. I told him that taking naps relaxes us, so he was doing the right thing. Then I told him that he should do the right thing by quitting the CCP. One time a child who sat in the seat ahead of me was playing with a woman sitting next to me. The child liked her and laughed a lot. I said to the woman, "You must have good luck coming your way." She asked me what kind of good luck. I then began clarifying the truth to her. I read Dafa materials on the bus, and when the person sitting next to me notices, I ask him if he's heard about Falun Gong. If I hear passengers talking about someone's illness, I'd tell them stories of people becoming healthy by reciting, "Falun Dafa is good," and clarifying the truth to them. Many people get upset when I talk about corruption in China. I tell them that their tax money goes to corrupt officials so that they can do terrible things to persecute Falun Gong practitioners. Sometimes real estate can be a good conversation starter. I tell people that most new buildings are built not for people to live in, but for the officials who oversee their construction. It then leads to the topic of corruption. Suing Jiang Zemin. To start a conversation with people who have a legal background, you must know some laws to make truth clarification effective. I often clarify the truth to other police officers this way. Things to pay attention to. I try to choose an empty seat when I get on the bus if there are many empty seats, instead of purposely sitting next to someone. I believe that this is less awkward. When someone sits next to me, that will be the person I clarify the truth to. I have been clarifying the truth on the bus for 11 years. Sometimes I do well, and sometimes not. I am improving as I continue in the practice. I want to save more people so that I can live up to Master's compassionate salvation.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.